Good morning. As usual, we're having to tell Tom to sit down. Tom, sit down. Tom, sit down, please. Please. Don't make me call you Simon Peter. Ooh, okay. Welcome. Okay, see how many of you remember this. Christos Anestes.
Okay.
All right, sorry, we got a little mix-up there between the Greek and the English. So in Cyprus, we'd always say, Christos Anestes, he is risen indeed. Alexos Anestes, no, he is risen indeed, sorry. Christos Anestes, he is risen, Christ is risen. Alexos Anestes, he is risen indeed. Okay, so we're going to try that again. Christos Anestes. Christ is risen. Ah, good. Some of you got it. Tom's a little slow. Peter. All right. And McKaylin, hi. We're glad to see McKaylin again. And yes, and Colton. Good morning, Colton. And Jack Staff is with us back here. And Sherry again. And Joshua and Kylie, sorry, and Zach. Yeah. They're up there with Shaney. All right. And Hollis and Kathy and Wayne are south of us, coming back to the today and tomorrow. All right. So, well, anyway, we're glad to have you with us this morning, and we have some different stuff today. I think it will touch your hearts and help us to celebrate a special day. The Lord is risen, and that sure helps us in a lot of ways, doesn't it? Amen. Yes, it does. Amen. All right. Well, let's see. Who's got a colored bulletin insert? If you're new with us for the first time and you're not familiar with this, you got a bulletin insert in here with some Bible readings, and if you've got some purple and gold on it, you? Seriously? Yes, you do. I thought you were lying. Okay, Mike. And you too, Kylie. Yes. Kylie, Mike, who else? And actually, we should have four this morning, unless they didn't all get passed out. Maybe it's just the two. Okay, you two are extra special today. At the back of your bulletin insert, you'll notice, has some words. Save that. We'll be using that at the very end of the service when we have our outside celebration. Okay, what do we got for upcoming events, Anita? Bible study resuming Wednesday night. We're in John chapter 3, verse 22 and following. Join us there. We're having great studies. Okay, and then next Sunday, Pastor John will be sharing Joseph's Jesus journey. Which Joseph is that? Huh? Is that the New Testament or the Old Testament Joseph? Looks old, doesn't he? Yeah, that's the Old Testament. Okay, and your Bible readings lead up to that. And then, what else? The 18th, 2 weeks from today, we'll be having a baptismal service joining North Summit Church after our service here, run over there. And we have at least one who's going to be baptized from here. If anyone else is interested, wants to be baptized or rebaptized, see me, and we'll line you up as Jordan and Rosie and Corbin, welcome, Corbin. It's good to have you with us today. All right, and what else? Is that it? Anything else there, Anita? Okay, yes, the 25th, we're bumping our monthly food and fellowship fair from the third Sunday to the last Sunday this month because of the baptismal thing going on the 18th. So we'll remind you of that, celebrating April birthdays and anniversaries on the 25th. On the front of your bulletin, it says, while they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, he has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. Then they remembered his words. We're going to focus on remembering Jesus today. Let's bow our heads as we begin. Father, we love you. We thank you for your love. We're so thankful, Lord, as always, for the freedom to come into your house today, especially on this special day that we celebrate your resurrection and the life that you offer to us, the victory, the power, all of that that comes with it. Thank you, Lord, and help us to remember with hearts of gratitude what you have done for us, what you offer to us. And thank you for each one that is here. Pray your blessing on each one and those that are not able to be with us. And Lord, thank you as always that we're united together by your Spirit. We give you praise for it in your Son's name. Amen. Stand. It's a happy day for the kids until you make them give the basket back. Then they get really upset. They want to keep that basket. Man, all that was mine. Exactly. All right. My dear, precious, resurrected wife is going to come and introduce what's following while I leave.
Okay, as Mike said, he's going to read some scripture to you. He's going to read the resurrection story from the book of John. And then we will have a drama of what Mary and Peter and Thomas may have thought on that day.
Early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and found the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. She ran and found Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved. She said, "They've taken the Lord's body out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." Peter and the other disciple started out for the tomb. They were both running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He stopped and looked in and saw the linen wrappers lying there, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter arrived and he went inside. He also noticed the linen wrappers lying there, while the cloth that had covered Jesus' head was folded up and lying apart from the other wrappings. Then the disciple who had reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For until then, they hadn't understood the scriptures that said Jesus must rise from the dead. Then they went home. Mary was standing outside the tomb crying. And as she wept, she stooped and looked in. She saw two white-robed angels, one sitting at the head and the other at the foot of the place where the body of Jesus had been lying. "Dear woman, why are you crying?" the angels asked her. "Because they have taken away my Lord," she replied, and I don't know where they put him. She turned to leave and saw someone standing there. It was Jesus, but she didn't recognize him. "Dear woman, why are you crying?" Jesus asked her. "Who are you looking for?" She thought he was the gardener. "Sir," she said, "if you have taken him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will go get him." "Mary," Jesus said. She turned to him and cried out, "Rabboni," which is Hebrew for teacher. "Don't cling to me," Jesus said, "for I haven't yet ascended to the Father. But go find my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father, your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene found the disciples and told them, I have seen the Lord. Then she gave him this message. That Sunday evening, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. Peace be with you, he said. As he spoke, he showed them the wounds in his hands and his side. They were filled with joy when they saw the Lord. Again, he said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sin, then they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they will not be forgiven. And I read too far.
It was still dark. I couldn't go, not when it was light. I had too many tears. I couldn't stop crying. I brought the spices. He deserved a proper burial. I had too many questions. Why? What now? Was it all a lie? There were no answers, so I just kept walking.
Lock the door. I told them, I ordered them to lock it. I believed a lie, and now they're going to kill me too. Paranoid? Maybe. But I'd watched them beat him, and now I knew they'd come for me too. I had denied him. God forgive me, I denied him. And my fear, or I'm afraid now, that if they find me, I let them find me, I will deny him again.
I imagined every scenario in my head. Maybe the guards would help us roll away the stone. Perhaps they would be kind and realize we just want to anoint the body of our Lord. Wishful thinking, I know. The men who murdered him, be kind. Maybe God would give me the strength to roll it away myself. Maybe they would arrest me right there. Who else would want to anoint the body of our Lord other than a professed follower? Maybe they wouldn't arrest me. Maybe they would kill me. Who would miss a prostitute? According to Jewish law, wasn't I already supposed to be dead? Yeah. I drove myself crazy thinking of all the possible scenarios, but when I got to the gravesite, I realized I was wrong. I hadn't pictured this.
I gave up everything, and he just stood there. Jesus just stood there. I had watched him raise Lazarus with my own eyes. I saw Jesus do it. And yet, he let himself be crucified. Why? It didn't make any sense.
I cried louder and louder. Who's taken him? Who's taken him? They've taken my Lord, and I don't know where they've put him. Please tell me, who's taken him?
He's alive. He was here, and everyone saw him but me. I missed it. I was too late. I wasn't important enough. Guess I just wasn't one of his favorite disciples. Whatever. I don't believe them. I won't believe them.
I was with John when the women returned from the tomb. Alive? What? I ran to the grave, but he wasn't there. I didn't know what to think. I wanted to. I just couldn't believe. Not this time. I didn't have the strength to believe anymore.
I told him. I said, unless I see the nail prints in his hands and put my finger where those nails were and put my hand in his side, I won't believe it.
In one last desperate breath, I said, sir, if you have carried away my Lord, please tell me where you have put him, and I will go get him. It was then that the gardener turned to me and said,
Thomas.
Peter.
Mary. He said my name, and I knew it was him.
At that instant, everything had changed.
I touched his hands and his feet, and I believed it.
I believed.
He was alive. He's alive.
He's alive.
He's alive. I know. I know doubt. I know how to doubt. My Lord understands doubt. But I'm here to tell you these things so you don't have to doubt. I'm here to tell you the truth so that by believing in him, Jesus the Christ, Son of God, you can have life in his name. He's alive.
At every sound, half in hopeless sorrow, half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. Just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle, a voice began to call. I hurried to the window, looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. But there was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they've moved him in the night, none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away, and now his body isn't there. We both ran toward the garden, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone and the empty tomb, just the way that Mary'd said. But the winding sheet they'd wrapped him in was just an empty shell. How or where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Something strange had happened there, but just what, I didn't know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him, then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. 'Cause when at last it came to choices, I'd denied I knew his name. Even if he was alive, wouldn't be the same. Was filled with strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. Jesus stood before him with his arms held open wide. I fell down on my knees and just clung to him and cried. He raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release, and every fear I'd ever had just melted in. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive, and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive.
Yes, indeed, he is alive. Say amen again or something. Lost the head stuff, gained some glasses, being transformed right before your very eyes.
Pretty good.
All right, thank you. Your opinion is in the minority, but I'll still take it. You'll be glad to know that I'm only sharing a short kind of meditation in preparation for remembering Jesus at his table this morning, and connecting the reality of the resurrection and all that it means to us with the sharing of that experience at his table, remembering who Jesus is, what he's done for us, and what we can live in because of him that we wouldn't be able to otherwise. So I hope your hearts are open wide for God's word this morning, and to also be able to share us together, the body together, at the Lord's table this morning. There are a number of things that Jesus had to remind his disciples and the early church of. I want to just highlight a few of those for our consideration, and also hopefully to help us have a deeper sense and appreciation of what this is all about, and the privilege that we have this morning to remember Jesus. We begin in Mark's Gospel, chapter 8, and this is where the disciples were a little concerned. At one point, they had forgotten the bread, or they didn't have bread. They thought, oh, we're in big trouble. And what does Jesus say about that, Alan? I'm sorry, you need this. That was Cheryl's fault. She was supposed to hand it to you.
No.
Just teasing. Go ahead.
Ready?
Yes, please.
And how many baskets full of pieces did you pick up?
12, they replied. And when I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many baskets full of pieces did you pick up? The answer is 7. He said to them, do you still not understand?
In the midst of this little dialogue, Jesus says, don't you remember? Why are you worried about bread? Don't you remember? And he recounted to them, and they were able to remember as he reminded them. Do you still not understand? Ever find yourself in that place, maybe worrying about some bread or some other material thing, and maybe forgetting that what Jesus has done, what he's provided for you, speaking for myself, I've had to be reminded a lot of times. Are you that slow? Am I that slow? My memory is going bad. The Lord does have to remind me of a lot of things. We can be glad that he's gracious and patient with us. He probably shakes his head a lot, Tom. But He does need to remind us. And so we're reminding each other this morning the awesome Lord that we are worshiping and what he offers to us. Unfortunately, we do need to be reminded sometimes. Later, when the ladies were at the tomb, they needed to be reminded of something as well. Luke chapter 24.
While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words.
Why do you look for the living among the dead? That is such a penetrating question. I hear the Lord say that to me a lot. Why are you looking for the living among the dead? Why do we look out here at the world and the things the world has to offer for what we're needing? We're looking in vain, looking for the living among the dead. And he reminds that he said, he is not here, he's written. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. He had told them. And yet, in that moment, they needed reminded that he had told them this was going to happen, that he would rise and that they would find him, not in the tomb, but as the risen, resurrected Lord. To be raised again on the third day, then they remembered his words. Do you relate? Do we have to be reminded today that he's risen? You know, we go, oh, no, that's why we're here. We're celebrating his resurrection. Of course, you know. Well, tomorrow, maybe the day after, whatever, when you're in the midst of something deep and maybe you don't see the Lord clearly. Wonder why Mary wasn't able to recognize Jesus in her tears. And she needed to be reminded about what he had said. And even then, when we're reminded, sometimes we still doubt and we're not so sure. Doubting Thomas, good example. Like that, unless I touch him, unless I got something physical I can touch, tangible, I won't believe. You know, we can all find our place in the resurrection story and need to be reminded to remember what he told us, what he's done for us. So I encourage you to open your hearts to being reminded again. Let us reflect on it a little bit this morning. The Apostle Paul would encourage Timothy to reflect and to remember so that he might gain insight. 2 Timothy chapter 2.
Reflect on what I am saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all this. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel.
This is my gospel to remind you of what he has done. Reflect on what you are hearing. The Lord will give you insight into this. Remember Jesus. Remember him. This is my gospel. So this is our gospel this morning. I encourage you to reflect a little bit on the Lord. Remind yourselves of everything that he's done for us. Gain deeper insight into what his resurrection really means to you and that you can offer to others as well. And as we get closer and in a few minutes we share together the Lord's body, we are encouraged at that time also to take some time to reflect upon ourselves, let the Lord examine ourselves, reconsider again what it is he's done for us, what these elements mean, the life that they give to us, that they offer to us. And so as Linda reads the next passage, which also says, "Do this in remembrance of me."
For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a preparation, a a precipitation in the blood of Christ, and is not the bread that we break in precipitation of the body of Christ. Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all share the same loaf. So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves.
Eating and drinking without discerning the body of Christ, without remembering, without taking time to reflect, without taking some insight into what he's done for us, what these elements mean. And I always like to stress, it's not only his body and his blood that was broken and shed for us, but he says, are not we the body? We are the one loaf. And so let us appreciate, reflect upon that as well as we respond to the invitation to the Lord's table today, that we are doing this together. We are one body because of the fact that we're all washed in the same blood. We partake of the one loaf and the one cup. So we're going to take a few minutes just to pause and be quiet, remember, reflect, let the Lord examine our hearts. If there's anything he needs to address that we need to surrender back to him today, now's the time to do it. Jesus, we thank you for who you are, for what you've done for us, what you offer to us. Thank you that you invite us to your table. These elements that represent what you've done for us, your body broken for us, your blood shed for us. Thank you, Lord, that as we share these elements together, we, your body, are renewed in the life that you offer to us, that you alone are able to offer to us because you are the resurrected Lord. You conquered death. You conquered all that they did to you, the suffering. Thank you, Father, that you invite us to share in that victory, share in the ultimate glory that Jesus has received. Whatever is in our hearts and our minds, Lord, that needs to be cleansed anew, washed anew in the blood, we offer it to you in this moment, so that we can, with a clear conscience, share together at the table what you have offered to us. As we are remembering again your body, your blood, and rejoicing in you and the privilege to be a part of who you are, partaking in these elements, participating in your body and blood. Bless your people as they come to your table. In your son's name we pray. Amen. Amen. The table is open for anyone to come. Receive the elements. You can go to the altar, some other seat, go back to where you're at.
In remembrance of me, eat this bread. In remembrance of me, drink this wine. In remembrance of me, pray for the time when God's own will is done. In remembrance of me, heal the sick. In remembrance of me, feed the poor. In remembrance of me, open the
My good resurrected wife is going to give some further instruction on how we're going to conclude. Come on up.
Okay. You see up there it says outdoor celebration. Well, I thought of this and I thought we have to have a plan B, so because it is pouring down rain outside.
Is it?
It is. It is pouring down rain. I had to, so everything's wet and whatever.
It's wet out there.
So we are going to do this inside. What we're going to do is, I don't know how many of you have been in the fellowship hall, you see the balloons. Would you go get a balloon for me?
You betcha.
And so we're going to celebrate, and I'm going to, we're going to celebrate his resurrection, and I just need one.
Yeah, but I need one.
So okay.
I got to get one.
Everybody's
before they're all gone.
Everybody's going to need one. So let me tell you what this balloon says. It says, Jesus, forever in our hearts you'll stay. We will love you and remember you every single day. And to close, I'm going to have Dwayne, and I actually am going to ask Jimmy and Jordan, because now since we're inside, we have to go to Plan B. I'm going to ask them to go and start getting the balloons and hand them to every person. Just grab several at a time and hand them to people. And when everybody gets the balloon, we're going to read this together. And then we're going to sing the song, Up From the Grave He Arose. And then at the very last line, when it says, Hallelujah, Christ arose, we are going to let go of our balloons. We were going to let go of them outside, but they still are going to rise and be a symbol of that Jesus Christ has risen, and we are celebrating the living Jesus Christ, that he has risen and he is alive. And then when we let go of our balloons, be careful. Anita, would you turn off the fan? Yeah, let's turn off the fan.
Oops, my bad.
Let's turn it off. And so everybody
They were falling.
Everybody get a balloon. Yeah. Hand a balloon, try to hold on to them tight until everybody gets one. Hold on tight till everybody gets one. If you want two, I think we have enough if you want two.
Let the kiddos have the two, right?
Yeah, if you want two, there's enough to have two. Because... you can kind of test it a little bit and be sure that you got one that rises, because some of them have lost their air. This was an experiment, so if it doesn't work, we know what it means. So, does everybody have a balloon? And be sure you have a balloon that rises. If you want, you might have to hit it a little bit. So, okay. Yeah. This was an experiment. I didn't test it before I did it, but anyhow, we'll.
Hey, we're celebrating, aren't we?
Yeah.
All right, Colton.
All right, so, wait a minute, Anita, not yet. Everybody, let's read what the balloon says together. Let's read it all together. Ready? Jesus, forever in our hearts you'll stay. We love you and remember you every single day. So let's sing Christ Arose.
It's on the back of your bulletin insert.
Yeah.
Oh, are they up there? I guess I missed that. I think you should stand. I think we should stand. Let's stand. Great. Anita's challenge with Bennett. Alrighty. Well, all right. They're going to want to keep playing with the balloon. Some of them are falling back down. Feel free to take one home with you. Let it up in the air, out in the.
Sorry, mine didn't rise.
We're going to try to have prayer as we close here now. So, as usual, you may remain standing or be seated, and we'll just share some time in prayer. And Father, we just thank you again for this marvelous day. Thank you for each one that is here. Thank you for the love we share because of your love that you shared through your Son, Jesus. Thank you again, Lord, that he's victorious and we are victorious when we receive him in our lives. We just rejoice in you, what you've done for it, and we say amen with Colton, and we celebrate as little children, delighted with you. And thank you, Father, that we could celebrate in your house today. Help us to, as we go from your house, as always, to be sensitive to your Spirit's leading and obedient, to share your love freely and the good news with others that you give us opportunity with. Thank you, Lord, for each one here. We're mindful of those who are not able to be with us. We pray your continued healing for Dee and for Joanna, for Bulldog, and probably others I'm forgetting, Sue and others. Thank you, Lord, that you're with them. And as we lift them to you, we know that our prayers can make a difference. And so as you continue to receive other expressions of praise and petition from your people, we know that you're listening.